Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, wants the guards to clamp down on dangerous cyclists terrorising walkers. And he isn't talking about the scooter riders whizzing around. He's actually talking about the suburban cyclists running walkers off the car-free greenway. And he made the comments. He was talking at a meeting about the Dodder Greenway when he was asked how was he going to make it more, you know, user-friendly for cyclists and ensure that they obey the laws. I want to hear people's views on this today, because the Green Party leader says what we really need is a culture. We need to create a culture of being a little bit more respectful towards pedestrians. Brian is with us on the line today. Brian, just first of all, what are attitudes like towards pedestrians?
Andrea, I tell you, it's the normal cyclist, they've really gone bad. I mean, I live here in the Walkinstown Crumlin area. And especially coming up Cromersfort Road to come up onto Ballymount Road, the amount of cyclists that are out there with no high-vis jackets on them, no lights, all in dark clothing. And there's even one particular guy still has his headphones on him first thing in the morning, cycling along with his hands in his pockets. Now, there's quite a few potholes at the moment, and he just cycles straight out in front of you. So you've got to slam on your brakes and to avoid hitting him. But he's oblivious to this. He just doesn't care. And there, the other cyclists then going around, there's a small roundabout up here in Ballymount Road. They cycle around the roundabout the wrong way. Instead of going around to keep them left, they cycle around onto the right. And some of them, they're just kind of a nightmare.
And is this, actually, this isn't in the cycle lane, is it, Brian?
No, there's no cycle lane on Cromersfort Road or on Ballymount Road. And I think the Eamon Ryan should, there's a huge wide footpath there that could easily altered to make room for a cycle lane on these footpaths. But Ballymount Road is just too narrow. You'd never be able to get a cycle lane.
I know
there.
What you're talking about. So is that so this is people cycling along the roadway?
Along the roadway and on the footpath.
And on the footpath.
Yeah, because I know is that especially on the Ballymount Road is very, very narrow. And to be honest, when I was a cyclist myself, I did cycle on the footpath because it's a lot safer. But it's like when you're on the footpath and you see a pedestrian coming, sure, like what we used to do, we would stop and let the pedestrian pass by. But some of these guys on their scooters, on the bikes, just fly by and no respect for the pedestrian that's on the footpath.
Okay.
But like you said, Ballymount Road is very, very
particular.
Narrow. And the traffic has just gone mental on the Ballymount Road.
Olivia is on the line as well. Brian, stay with us. Olivia, you're also a cyclist. Do cyclists need to be more conscious of pedestrians?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
I do think they do. I suppose as a cyclist, it seems to be a war on cyclists in this country for the last couple of years. But as a cyclist, we are aware of what a car can do to us out there on the road. And we also need to be aware of what we can do as a cyclist to a pedestrian, you know, if we do hit them. So, look, I do think it needs to be a responsibility that we all share. Like when he was speaking, when Eamon Ryan was speaking about a culture, I do think it needs to change. You know, we do need to be more respectful of pedestrians and people out there walking their dogs, out there with their kids in the pram. We do need to be careful, and we do also need to obey the rules of the road. And I think if that was happening, it would make life a lot easier out there for cyclists to be able to get our cycle lanes, to be able to, I suppose, not to be seen in such a bad light. But I do agree. I think it is a shared responsibility. Anybody who's out there on the road has to be respectful towards everybody else, whether that's a car, whether that's a pedestrian, another cyclist. I just think it seems to, in the last couple of years, it just seems to be, unfortunately, it just seems like the manners are gone from people. They're just going out there doing whatever they want, and there is no kind of, I suppose, consequence for them, so they keep doing it.
How do we create this culture you're talking about, Olivia? I know Eamon Ryan mentioned it as well, but like, how do we actually create it? Because everybody, you know, everybody constantly thinks that they're the sort of the priority, whether it's the cyclist or the pedestrian or you have the car user. And I know that, you know, you're not just one typically. You end up being, you're usually a motorist and you're a cyclist and you're a pedestrian. So how do we actually create this culture?
Again, that's kind of going to be quite a tricky one. But I think, you know, even getting to cycling groups, speaking to people, you know, there's probably pedestrians out there who have had maybe some serious impact. Like I was a cyclist who was hit by a car. Okay. And I have some life-changing, you know, injuries that I have to live with forever. But, you know, I think if I was speaking to somebody who wasn't very respectful towards a cyclist, you know, even me speaking to them, you can see them changing slightly. You know, they're, okay, well, didn't realize that could happen. And it's the same with pedestrians. If somebody out there who has been injured and has been seriously impacted, getting them to speak about it, maybe, you know, like I honestly don't know how you change the culture of the society.
I know. But, no, I don't have the answer myself. I'm just curious. Yeah. Do people have ideas or suggestions about this? Paul is on the line in Galway too, Olivia. Actually, it's 1800 453 106 is the number. Paul, how do you think we change attitudes? The attitudes that we hold to, you know, towards pedestrians more than anything else.
Well, can I just say first, Andrea, that I'm both a cyclist and a motorist, so I can kind of come at it from both angles.
Yeah.
And I would agree a lot with what your first caller said there,
Ryan,
about cyclists with no high vis jackets on them, especially in the evenings, no lights, and if you're stopped at a junction waiting for the lights to go green, you're about to pull off, suddenly a cyclist comes up along your inside and you nearly collide with them, you know. One of the biggest problems I see is, especially on the Sunday morning, I live out the country, and you have these large group of cyclists on the road, and they're taking up the whole road, and three and four abreast, and they just will not pull in. Most of them have earphones in their ears. They don't hear vehicles behind them, and if you hoot the horn at them, they just give you the two fingers, basically. But I think another big problem is the infrastructure. We don't have the infrastructure for cyclists. You know, they have to go on the road. There's no, very few cycle lanes in Galway anyway. I don't know about the rest of the country, but very few cycle lanes. So you have to look at it from that point of view. But they could be more careful and more, show a bit more manners on the road, cyclists. And that goes for motorists as well.
Yeah, well, I know the cyclists, like a lot of cyclists are going to get in touch now. And Olivia, you're a cyclist, same as yourself, Paul. Like, people will say, you know, it's actually the motorists' attitudes towards those on the
bikes. I think both groups can improve their manners, you know, on the road. Both groups, as I said, I'm coming from both angles.
Yeah.
But these groups of cyclists you see out on the weekends, they think they're in the Tour de France, they're wearing this cheap little Aldi gear on them, and you know, they think they own the road, you know.
The Lycra Brigade.
Really, yeah. They think they're in the Tour de France, you know, and they just think they own the road.
Olivia.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm going to totally disagree with what you said there now, because you do have people out there in groups as cyclists. The majority of them are not on, have earphones in, because they're chatting to one another. It's a social scene, but it's also for safety. I was hit as a cyclist on my own in a hit and run. I could have died if there wasn't a car coming up behind me. People cycle in groups. I joined as soon as I was ready. A couple of years later, after my accident, I joined a cycle group, and I felt safe out there on the road.
And
groups are.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. Sorry, Olivia. I get the sense from what Paul's describing. You know, on a small, narrow, two-lane roadway, would you cycle in, you know, groups of two and three abreast?
When I was part of the group, we did cycle two abreast, and you know, you are trying to push in, but they're not huge groups. It's not a peloton. You know, it is not the Tour de France. These are small cycling groups. I live in the country. I have twisty, bendy roads. If there is a group ahead of me, I'm kind of going, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Just have to wait for the right moment when I can overtake them safely. It's the same as if I'm stuck behind an elderly driver who's driving incredibly slowly. You know, it's the same thing. You're overtaking somebody who's going a little bit slowly in front of you. And it's, I think it's our driving culture. It's our culture out there on the roads in general has to change, because it's like people get into the cars and it's, they're in a rush. They have to get somewhere and everybody's in their way. And it's, again, I think it's definitely like during COVID, obviously we didn't have to deal with that. But now as a cyclist, you know, when everybody's back on the road, it's like everybody's in a rush, everybody's in a hurry. People are just not thinking.
Text in from a listener who says, I dealt with this very issue in Crumlin in Dublin this morning. A cyclist broke the lights, pulled out right in front of me from a side road, and then they sue the drivers if the cyclist is hit, says this listener. Another texter makes the point, this is a reflection of the widely held belief that it's up to somebody else to look after me, never anybody else's responsibility. I have a voice note in as well about this from Caitlin in Dublin.
I think that it's important to acknowledge that there are different types of cyclists on the road. There are people who are commuting, who've been cycling for years. They know what the rules of the road are, and they're well versed in when they're supposed to be stopping and when they're supposed to be giving way. But then there's also different people on the road, people who are maybe not as used to cycling, who are cycling for exercise and who are cycling in a way that is potentially less respectful of the people around them, because they're on a mission to get somewhere and they are used to being drivers on the road. They're used to being kind of the main power on the road. And that means that they're cycling in a very selfish way. People who are delivery drivers as well, delivery cyclists, there are a lot of people who have a big problem with how they act on the road, but we have to remember that the way that their job works is that they're incentivized to do things as quickly as possible. And that often means that if they're not doing things in a way that is potentially dangerous, potentially against the rules of the road, they will actually be losing money in doing so. So I think that we need to consider the fact that people are cycling for different reasons, and we need to increase education, absolutely, about what the rules are. But we also need to acknowledge that there are systems in place at the moment that incentivize people to cycle more dangerously. And we need to address why cycling delivery companies are incentivizing people this way and how they can change the way that delivery people are paid to make sure that they're not incentivized to cycle as dangerously. And I think we just need to increase education about when cyclists have right of way and when they don't.
Yeah, interesting point there from Caitlin. That's a voice note. It's 087 1400 106 about the fact that you've various different types of cyclists, and there's obviously more and more of them now. Another listener says, how dare that woman mention elderly drivers? Most are much safer on the road. Cyclists are disgraceful on the road, says this listener. Alan is with us on the line. Alan, is the Transport Minister right? Do cyclists need to be more respectful of pedestrians?
I think it's not the fact that you need to be more respectful. I think you need to have a sense of responsibility, and as well as car users. Like I, as a bus driver, I'd see this every single day where I see cyclists do things wrong and I see car users do things wrong. But when I come to certain areas where there's, with Dublin City, there's a lot of roadworks going on, there's a lot of cycle infrastructure going on, and then there's reduced width of laneways with the roadworks going on. And then I see cyclists who are trying to squeeze through gaps where there's no room, and it's forcing road users, and especially a bus or a large vehicle, a truck, because we can't look every direction at the same time. But like with most category 2 drivers, like most bus drivers, most truck drivers, we are more responsible on the road, and we are looking out for more road users, and we're trying to predict what they're going to do wrong a lot more than you would in a car. But the cyclists don't help us. Now, I'm not going to say cyclists are wrong, because, like, you know, I could sit at any junction and I could see cars racing through amber and red lights.
Absolutely, yeah.
But the difference, like with cyclists, they know they're vulnerable. But some of them are so irresponsible in their actions that they think it's everyone else's responsibility to look after me. And that is a campaign that the Transport Minister has put out there, where he's put all the responsibility onto the car, the vehicle, the large vehicle. Now, yes, if a car or a vehicle hits a cyclist, the cyclist has got to come off 100 times worse than the car. So I'm not going to go down that road of arguing that, because that's a road that's well travelled. But a bit of personal responsibility as well. That's all roads.
But sure, wasn't there a whole big kickback a number of months ago, Alan? I'm trying to remember over, was it the Road Safety Authority and comments that were made around cyclists wearing reflective clothing?
Well, like as somebody who operates a bus from the first bus in the morning to the last bus at night, the amount of cyclists, electric scooters and so forth, completely in the dark with, like, you know, and it was a bit of a rainy day. Like, you can't see them. Like, you really cannot see them because the visibility is bad enough in your mirrors. And then, like, well, they're completely black. And, like, you know, when I like, driving around, like, I do a lot of school runs and stuff like that. The amount of school kids who are cycling, and they're perfect. They have their high-vis gear on. And the parents who are probably cyclists too put all the equipment onto the child but fail to put on themselves. So, like, they're not setting the example. The child thinks that, like, when I get to a certain age, I don't need that stuff anymore.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah. The text from a listener says, I'm a cycling instructor. There's many drivers and cyclists breaking the rules of the road. I think most importantly, everybody just needs to slow down in general, be more aware of others. So many people are caught up in their own life. They just power through, break the laws. This is both types of road users as well, says this listener. Eddie's on the line in Tipperary. Eddie, you're listening to the conversation. Why did you get in touch?
I got in touch when the gentleman was on about the cyclists thinking that they're in the Tour de France. That's a ridiculous statement. There are many cohorts of cyclists on our roads. There's leisure cyclists, triathletes, guys that race, people that commute to work, people just starting cycling out. And they're all categorised in the one category, which is unfair because As a person who drives for a living, as a chauffeur, and someone who cycles, I come across equally frustrated cyclists not fit up, wearing poor clothing, but the majority of times they're endangering themselves. I also come across drivers who have a very flippant attitude to groups of cyclists, where they won't overtake a slow-moving agricultural vehicle, they won't overtake a group of sulkies that are on our Irish road because they are aware there's consequences for them if they do. But they'll chance their arm overtaking 20 cyclists because they know they're safe in their vehicle. It's the cyclist that will come off worse. So I just think it's like there's two sides to this story.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the cyclists are the ones that always come off second base. In relation to pedestrians, 100% cyclists should be more courteous towards pedestrians. Because that's the argument that cyclists use about vehicles. They say that vehicles don't give them enough space. Where I know cyclists who don't give pedestrians enough space. And I use the same argument to them. If you pass someone someone in a vehicle pass you that close, you'll be moaning and giving out. But yes, you're on the local greenway in Dungarvan to Waterford and there's fellas on bicycles passing by groups of people walking at 30 kilometres an hour. So, yeah, I'm not here to say that all cyclists are perfect. Far from it. Black clothes, no lights at night time, absolutely ridiculous. But there is a dual factor here where hundreds of thousands of vehicles pass me every year. And over the course of the year, maybe 15 of them could have killed me. Which isn't a bad reflection, really, though it's not, on the numbers that pass me. But some people are just reckless.
Eamon Ryan says it's up to the guards. He says it's their problem to try and solve this. I'm sure it's not the last time you're going to hear about it. An interesting text in from Paul in Dundrum who says, try driving from Step Aside to Enniskerry any Saturday or Sunday. Huge groups of cyclists who don't give a damn. When I was behind one group, one of them signalled for me to go around them. And if I had done so, I would have been met head on with a truck. Complete idiots, says Paul in Dundrum. Another texter makes the point. Where did I see the message there? Sorry. About the greenways and the impact for pedestrians. Yeah, this listener thinks the cyclists have ruined the greenways. You can't walk in comfort at all now, constantly just trying to avoid bikes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.